Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to rid Turkey of people involved in Friday's failed coup attempt as authorities continue to carry out arrests of those allegedly responsible. Around 6,000 people have been detained. State-run media reports an aide to Erdogan is among those detained after the coup attempt. Erdogan said authorities will continue to pursue supporters of exiled Islamist cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Erdogan has blamed for the coup attempt. Gulen has been living in the United States since before Erdogan came to power. He condemned the coup and denied he had anything to do with the military revolt. Erdogan called on the United States to extradite Gulen. He said, I say, give this person in Pennsylvania to Turkey already. I call on the United States, if we are strategic partners, if we are model partners, please comply with your partner's request because we give you every terrorist you wanted from us. French police Sunday released the estranged wife of the truck driver who ran down nearly 300 Bastille Day revelers in the French resort of Nice, but are still questioning six others to see if the attacker was acting alone. The woman, the mother of attacker Mohamed Lahouage Boalel's three children, had been arrested Friday. She was detained hours after Boalel drove a 19-ton refrigerator truck at 90 kilometers an hour along Nice's Mediterranean shoreline Promenade des Anglais, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. This is VOA News. Local officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say at least three police officers have been shot and killed and several others injured. A spokesman for the sheriff's office says one suspect has been killed, but two others are believed to be at large. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards called it an unspeakable and unjustified attack on all of us at a time when we need unity and healing. Baton Rouge was the scene of a fatal shooting of a black man by police officers earlier this month. Alton Sterling was shot by police on July 5th as he sold CDs outside a convenience store. The shooting was recorded on a cell phone and widely circulated on social media. Sterling's death, along with another fatal police shooting of a black man in Minnesota, sparked protests over law enforcement's treatment of minorities. It was at one of those protests that a black sniper shot and killed five white police officers in Dallas. African heads of state have agreed on a new funding mechanism for the cash-strapped African Union. Nick Long has more from the AU summit in Kigali.
The heads of state went into a retreat Saturday to discuss the sensitive funding question, one of the main issues facing them at this summit. Sunday, Rwandan Finance Minister Claver Gatete announced the results of that discussion to media. He explained the African Union has suffered funding shortfalls and is largely dependent on donors for finance. But, he said, the heads of state have decided member states should finance 100% of the AU Commission's operating costs, 75% of its programmes, and 25% of AU peacekeeping operations. To do that, they adopted a 0.2% levy on what are called eligible imports. Some vital goods, such as medicines and fertilisers, will be exempt. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital who gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claims in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally started. The protesters were meeting Sunday at the landmark Hoan Kiem Lake, a common spot for demonstrations in Hanoi, when police forces descended on them. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protests, fearful the rallies could stir dissent. Bangladesh police have arrested a professor who allegedly rented an apartment to the perpetrators of the cafe attack in the capital that left more than 20 people dead earlier this month. Gyas Uddin Asan, a professor at North-South University in Dhaka, has been detained, along with his nephew and apartment manager, for failing to register the tenant's information as required by law when they moved in May. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.